It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I'm delighted to be bringing you this special podcast. You know, folks, I think we need to talk about energy today. We need to understand on a deeper level just how things work. We are made out of energy. And the reason I want you to think of yourself as made out of energy is because ultimately, if we are made out of energy and we can control that energy or have influence over that energy, then we can make some absolutely tremendous strides in our life. We can begin attracting. The Emerald Tablet of Hermes, an ancient document, states, as above, so below. As below, so above. In other words, whatever we create in our minds will eventually happen in our lives. Now, I know that's hard to swallow. That's hard to buy into. And it's not that every thought that flitters through your mind, because there's all kinds of stuff flittering through your mind. But it's thoughts and ideas and beliefs that we hold at a core level. Look, I'm serious. I really believe with all my heart and soul that you can have the job you want, that you can have the business you want, that you can have the marriage you crave, that you can bring back a loved one who has left you because the two of you weren't codifying together, weren't building together something special. I also believe you can affect your health, your home, your environment. I believe that we have the ability to affect the entire planet and people on it. But we have to be absolutely committed to this idea that we are made out of energy, that we are pure energy, that matter is just another form of energy. And once you get this idea into your mind, it all starts to make sense. That there are different vibrational levels of energy. There's a really good book out. It's called Power Versus Force by Dr. Stephen Hawkins. And he talks about the different levels of vibration. And, you know, it starts off at the very lowest level with pain and greed and hatred and all that. It goes up to the very, very highest level of love and giving and charity and all of that. You can actually learn to increase or change your vibration. Cellular biologist Dr. Bruce Lipton, in his landmark book called The Biology of Belief, says, we will no longer fractitiously debate the role of nurture versus nature because we realize that the fully conscious mind trumps both nurture and nature. Our conscious mind has no boundaries, and it trumps nature. It trumps nurture. It has the ability to rise to incredible heights and limits. It has no boundaries. And when you begin to understand that, then you will begin to see and realize and believe in your mind that you have no boundaries either. That you are pure energy. You are mind. And you can create. You are co-creator. We like to say in the Kabbalah, you are microcosmic to the macrocosmic. You are a reflection of the big universe. You are the small universe. And within the small universe is everything that you can see and touch and feel. Everything within your senses. That's the small universe. You don't have the ability at this time to see, touch, and feel the large universe, at least with your physical senses. But the two work in harmony to create. This is where you really become co-creator of your reality. This is a very important message and an extraordinarily important podcast. I'll be right back after this.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact a handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Our bodies are holograms. Every part of our body contains information about the whole. I believe that in years to come, scientists will uncover the fact that within our bodies is information about the entire universe. And we already know that the brain, that every part of the brain or every cell can do the job of every other cell. It's a perfect hologram. So when a person loses a particular skill in one part of their brain, through exercise and training, another part can learn and take over. A hologram. You live in a holographic universe. And in the center of that universe is your mind, is your thoughts, is your pictures, your feelings, your emotions that you project out to create the life you want. There is nothing beyond your capability. Now, we know that we are both matter and energy. But what is matter? Matter is just energy at a different vibrational rate. So between the lowest vibrational rate of matter and the highest vibrational rate of energy, the two combine to create spirit. And I don't know how to describe this to you. And I know some of you that many of my clients are non-religious people, and that's fine. But I think it's important to understand that you are connected to Source because you are Source. Source is within you. It is your spirit. And through this concept, you're able to manifest in the physical world the things that you need, the things that you want, as you allow these pure thoughts and pure ideas and higher vibrations to trickle down through what the Kabbalists call the four worlds of creation. Let me give you another example of this. Let's take an individual. At the moment, and I've heard many descriptions of this from nurses who oftentimes are present at that sacred moment when a person passes. At the moment of a person's death, something changes. Now, if you haven't experienced that, take my word for it. And if you have, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The essence of who the person was and is. The person that you knew, that you loved, that you cared about, is now gone. And you can see it almost instantly when it happens. This person was more than a body and a brain. This person was spirit. And that spirit, that mind, created vibrations based on its beliefs, you know, based on the beliefs of the brain, based on the environment that the body had to go through, based on a number of different experiences that both the brain and the body dealt with. And it literally created itself into what it became. Now you, listen to me right now, you are either going to create yourself into what you're going to become and the life you want to attract on purpose, or you're going to do it on accident, but you're going to do it. You are constantly creating the world that you live in. You are constantly creating the person that you are in spirit. And this is important. Listen now. If you want to attract something, you must become the perfect container for whatever it is you wish to attract. We are unique vibration, each one of us. No two vibrate exactly the like, exactly the same. Our vibrational fields interact between one person and another. We're constantly interacting. And I believe that we can interact with people across the world. There's nothing separating me from you right now. Do you understand that? There are molecules and energy that we can trace from where I am at to where you are at. This is how long distance healing works. This is how energy works when we're doing energy work for people that have great needs. At some level, this is how prayer works. Vibrational fields interact between people and animals, between people and the environment, between people and society as a whole, and between people and source. Now, if you want to find out how to change your vibrational level, superficially, I mean, just almost instantly, change the music that you're listening to. Burn some incense or aromatherapy. I am an absolute believer in aromatherapy. Clean up your damn environment. Change it. Make it new. Make it exciting. Make it fresh. Make it productive. Change your beliefs. Say no more limiting beliefs. Change your thoughts, your affirmations, your meditations, your prayers, your actions. These are some things you can do right now to begin shifting your vibration from one level to the next. And through your affirmations, through your creative visualization, as you do that, you will begin to send out the vibrations that match prosperity and abundance and love and happiness and health and tranquility. And that's what you'll receive back. We're out of time. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Pay it forward. Have a great day. Bye.